Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Anita Sharma with the ULM Gerontology Program. Welcome, Dr. Sharma.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you for being with us. And let's begin here. What's gerontology?
Gerontology is a fascinating field because it is not one field. It is a multidisciplinary study of aging. People from various professions, disciplines, occupations can be gerontologists. It's all about learning what goes into becoming an older person. So we are looking at social aspects, emotional aspects, cognitive aspects, even socioeconomic aspects and environmental aspects. All that goes into becoming an older adult.
I guess if we're all lucky, we get to be an older adult. And,
true.
And you transition through life. I'm only in my 40s, and every day I feel like an old man. There are changes that happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Life is all about change. We go from stage to stage to stage, and each stage brings its own pros and cons, excitement, and some of the dampening points. I mean, being a teenager is very difficult. When I was a teenager, that was a very difficult age for me. So it depends on your outlook, your perspective. And it, no doubt, aging does bring its own physiological problems. You know, the body, like an old car, you know, it begins to rattle a little bit. So yes, the body is going to experience some changes, but it's all about how well you take care of it.
Well, I've been rattling since I was 20, so that's not good. The gerontology program at ULM, you've decided to put together some events. Let's talk about those. Coming up, you've got an event on March the 6th at the ULM Student Union Building in Ballrooms A, B, and D. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
That's correct. And it is very exciting because for the first time you're going to have this event. The College of Business and Social Sciences is sponsoring this event. And what we are going to do is it begins at 9 a.m., goes all the way until 12 for students. And then we have invited lunch for the agency people who will be presenting at this event. The agenda for the day would be... students are expected to come in, browse around the booths that we are going to set up. The various agencies that serve the elderly are going to come in and set up their booths and tables and have a lot of informational material for students. So hopefully students will go around, talk to those professionals, find out what they can do. They will have opportunities to volunteer, to find internships, and who knows, even a future job, because area agencies are looking for young blood. After that, we are going to have a keynote speaker who is going to introduce the audience to gerontology, the kind of services available. And after that, we are going to have this round table where students can rotate around the tables, go from one table to another, and discuss specific topics on aging. For example, they can talk about grief management or hospice care or home health services or long-term care or administration. So each table will present a topic, and professionals from that domain, from that area, are going to talk about that topic.
So you're looking for young folks to get involved in gerontology, and we got to have some young folks to take care of us when we get old.
Young at heart. Age is only a number. So anyone who wants to start something new, something exciting, and at the same time help the elderly community, then yes, they are very young.
Now, that event is to find folks and get them involved. You're also doing a gerontology series that I guess is maybe a little more designed for folks as they age, that's more of a public service. You start that next Tuesday.
That's correct. Next Tuesday is a gerontology lecture series, again being sponsored by the College of Business and Social Sciences, where we are going to pick on a topic and invite an expert to talk about that topic. So next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we are going to have our first lecture on elder abuse and neglect. The invited speaker is someone from Elder Protective Services who has worked with elder abuse and neglect for almost 20 years. So students and ULM community members and our community at large, they are invited to come and listen to this, ask questions, because it is, elder abuse and neglect is more common than you think. The lecture will be held in 134 Hemphill.
And the Hemphill Hall, room 134.
That's correct.
That's next Tuesday. And to find out information, you can shoot an email to A Sharma. That's the letter A, Sharma. At ulm.edu. Now, after the elder abuse, you get into some other big topics. You know, one of the big ones is, as you get older, maybe you need a little help living. What about living arrangements?
That is a very important topic, because different people have different needs. You know, some people want to age at home. You know, we have a concept of aging in place, you know, where you feel most comfortable. So all of us want to feel comfortable in our environment. So most of us want to stay at our homes, but sometimes it becomes difficult because our body may not cooperate as much as our mind does. So we may have to move into a facility where we can get some help. So we are going to talk about the type of housing available and also the type of problems that we have in finding housing for the elderly.
Alzheimer's a topic, living, unfortunately going to hospice a topic, all these things coming up in the gerontology lecture series. Dr. Anita Sharma is with us, ULM Gerontology Program Coordinator. And Dr. Sharma, if somebody wanted to find out more about ULM's gerontology program, find out more about the lecture series, or even a student out there who might say, that's right up my alley.
Email me. I'm a very accessible person via email, and my email is asharma@ulm.edu.
That's Dr. Anita Sharma, the ULM gerontology program. Again, a big event coming up on March the 6th. It's called Discover Gerontology. You can find out more at asharma@ulm.edu. And also by visiting our website at kedm.org.